Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And your responses right after this.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Experts from the National Transportation Safety Board are due to arrive in Chattanooga, Tennessee later this morning to begin the task of trying to find out what led to yesterday's school bus crash that killed at least 5 children.
One of the first challenges is to make sure we get all perishable evidence before it disappears. We know that memories, for example, are very perishable. We want to get that as quickly as possible. We also need to dig very deep into the way that the company operates, the driver's history, the bus itself. We need to dig into all of those circumstances.
Meanwhile, the 24-year-old school bus driver has been charged with vehicular homicide, reckless driving, and reckless endangerment. Donald Trump is revealing more details about what he wants to accomplish.
Donald Trump released a video Monday outlining goals for his first 100 days in office.
My agenda will be based on a simple core principle, putting America first.
On trade, Trump said that he would halt progress on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. On immigration, he promised to investigate abuses of visa programs. The video comes amid controversy involving another video recorded at a Saturday conference of so-called alt-right activists celebrating Trump's victory, some at the National Policy Institute event giving a Nazi salute. Trump's transition team said in a statement Monday that Trump, quote, continues to denounce racism. I'm Reed Binion.
Police are looking for whoever spray-painted a huge swastika on the home of a Donald Trump supporter in Silver Spring.
The incident happened along the 200 block of Williamsburg Drive in the Four Corners area of Silver Spring. Montgomery County police say a large red swastika was painted on the front storm door of the home, and an American flag that had been hanging from a tree in the yard had been stolen. Police say it wasn't the first time someone vandalized this home. Last month, a Trump-Pence campaign sign was stolen and the house was egged. There's a $10,000 reward for anyone who can provide Montgomery County Police with information leading to an arrest. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
D.C.'s next chancellor of public schools reportedly will be named today, and published reports say Mayor Muriel Bowser is going to nominate the current superintendent of schools in Oakland, California, Antoine Wilson, for the job. Education Secretary John King is urging governors and school leaders in states that still allow spanking of students to end that practice. In a letter, King says corporal punishment should be replaced with more supportive disciplinary practices that he says work better against bad behavior. Maryland officials have given the green light to construction of a new Potomac River Bridge, says State Transportation Secretary Pete Ron.
We will be undertaking the construction of an entirely new Nice Bridge.
The existing Harry Nice Bridge linking Charles County, Maryland, and King George County, Virginia, was built 75 years ago. Construction on the new bridge will start in 2018. D.C.'s homeless population spiked 14% this year, one of the biggest increases in the country, according to federal government headcount. The tally found 8,350 homeless in D.C. That's up about 1,000 from a year earlier. But officials and advocates quoted by the Washington Times say the higher number could simply be the result of more of the city's homeless getting help, making the count more accurate. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,957, the NASDAQ at 5369. Sports, Bradley Beal scores 42 points as the Wizards beat the Suns. College basketball, Georgetown gets its first win. GW and George Mason take losses. Monday Night Football, Oakland wins. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings start now, which means all prices are guaranteed through Black Friday. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Why wait till Black Friday? Black Friday starts now. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bethesda, Maryland, Goldsboro Road. Don't commit if you're coming from, say, River Road area. My hope is that police will block that off so you can't make the turn. Goldsboro Road just at a standstill from River, heading over toward Massachusetts Avenue. Accident involving a motorcyclist. So if you need to get down, say, to MacArthur Boulevard off of River Road, you might want to take Wilson Lane. Or if you're getting into town, just bypass Goldsboro and head towards your destination. ICC, the Intercounty Connector, trying to recover the crash westbound before Georgia Avenue near Norbeck Road. Getting better that they've reopened the lanes. Avoiding the ICC coming southbound on New Hampshire Avenue. Oh boy, very slow. We have a crash in the Colesville area south of Randolph Road before you get to Colesville Road. So again, that's on New Hampshire Avenue heading down toward White Oak for the crash. On Virginia's side, we'll take you first on the George Washington Parkway heading southbound south of 123 now to the overlook slow, and on Canal Road in front of Georgetown University, still dealing with the crash. Huge backups inbound this morning. Canal Road, another area to avoid, please. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure builds in through Wednesday, but we've got some rain on the way, it looks like, towards Thanksgiving. Lots of sunshine today. We'll get up to around 50. Clear tonight, low 31. Tomorrow brings the sunshine. A few afternoon clouds, high 52. Chance for morning showers Thanksgiving. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 19 in Warrenton, 30 in Gaithersburg, 36 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. President-elect Trump releases his first 100 days action plan. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming in about 30 minutes, going to be talking to the Maryland Governor, Larry Hogan. So if you have to step away for a minute, you're definitely going to swing back by at 8:35 for Maryland Governor Larry Hogan. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Larry O'Connor.
Don't worry about it.
I don't think anyone would disagree with the notion that it would be time for our country to heal itself a little bit, to come back together and find what we have in common. But, you know, to do that, you have to acknowledge and understand what makes us different. And, of course, politics always draws out those differences in a very, very clear and defined way. And this last political election is no exception. In fact, it probably was the clearest and most defined difference between two candidates and the two groups that tended to vote for them. So, to that end, the New York Times, bless their hearts, they want to help unify our country, and it looks as though they're positioning this, they've set up 19 questions. To ask people.
The New York Times is going to help us with 19
questions.
19 questions.
To ask a person who is close to you who voted a way different than you. And the way they've set this up, it sure sounds to me like your holiday is going to be spoiled by someone pulling out this, you know, piece of paper from the New York Times. Because they specifically say, we put together a guide on how to do it. We consulted a professional, Liz Joyner, executive director of the Village Square, an organization that facilitates these kinds of intimate, difficult conversations. Mm. And there are ground rules. Do it over a meal or a drink. Don't jump right into politics. Just catch up first. Offer the benefit of the doubt. Assume the other person has generally good intentions. Almost everyone. Isn't that nice? You know, before you start the conversation, don't assume that the person sitting across from you is Adolf Hitler. Thank you, New York Times. All right, listen, we're going to rattle off.
The New York Times should take that advice.
We're going to rattle off some of these questions, but we want to hear from you. Are you prepared for this?
Oh.
Are you prepared to be confronted by your in-laws or your cousin or your brother or sister and have that conversation? And what would your response be to some of these questions as we fly them out there? I would love to hear from you. 888-630-WMAL. Should we start this?
Start the first one.
First, again,
the way they start just really angry.
Exactly. Even right from the beginning. So you're supposed to start slow and like ease into the political part.
That's right.
First question. The very first question. Describe your relationship to me.
All right.
Are you kidding me?
If I'm sitting there across the table and somebody says to me,
Hey, Brian. Will you describe your relationship to me?
Yeah, it's testy.
At the moment?
At the moment, and always. Here's the thing. If somebody asks me that question, I say, uh-oh.
Yeah, here it goes.
What is this all about?
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. The alarm bells start to go off. I know that this conversation immediately is headed for trouble.
Second question. Are we close? See, these are all problems. All right, finally, by three, who did you vote for and why?
Oh, yeah. Then we get to third question. Now we know what the intent of the conversation is truly about.
Let me skip down to some of these.
Okay.
Has it been difficult to talk to me about this election? If so, why? Well, maybe it's because you start questioning me like this. But what would you do? So if you're sitting there, you're having your turkey, you're gnawing on the drumstick, you're sucking down your fabulous stuffing mashed potatoes and gravy. Yeah,
dressing.
Cornbread dressing, I know.
Dressing, not stuffing.
And somebody says, oh, hey, I've been meaning to ask you. Has it been difficult to talk to me about this election?
Yeah.
And if so, why? What is your response? How about this one? Do you feel ignored or misunderstood as a voter? If so, for how long have you been feeling this way? My favorite is number 11.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm sexist or racist? Enjoy the pumpkin pie, everybody.
That's going to be a lovely Thanksgiving dinner.
Thank
isn't
you,
it?
New York Times. Doug and Clifton, are you ready for this? And I want to know what your response is, Doug.
Well, I've been ready for this for years because I turned conservative way earlier than anyone in my family. And I come from a family of very liberal New Yorkers. But I could see from the questions asked, they already violate one of my three rules. And that is don't over-personalize it. When you start over-personalizing, it gets down to yelling. The second thing is, often they drop the F-bomb. They use profanity. And I don't think there's any constructive conversation. So I make them follow these rules, and they never can. And so I say, listen, if you can't talk like a nice person, then we can't talk.
Ah. And to give the New York Times and their consultant here, Liz Joyner of the Village Square, to give them some credit, I mean, they are taking a softer approach in trying to tackle these issues.
Well, they're putting their questions in print. How they actually come across the Thanksgiving table is going to be quite different.
Thanks, Doug.
You know what this sounds like to me? And this is the thing I hate. I hate somebody who comes at you in a passive-aggressive way.
Yeah.
I mean, they have an agenda, but they don't want to reveal it to you. They want to ease you. They sort of suck you into a conversation and then reveal to you what their true agenda is. And I much prefer somebody who just kind of said, you know, you and I, we have some history here, but you know, we need to talk this thing out because you know I know it's been tough us being on the opposite sides of this issue. So you know, tell me how you're feeling today. Just be straightforward with me. And you know what happens? And he's right about that. Somebody will get irritated and usually it's the liberals that get very irritated and very defensive when you just simply throw back a fact or a figure at them that they weren't prepared to respond to. Their reaction is to get mad. I have been in this situation.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you have too, where they get mad and I let them get red in the face and I simply say, friend, you seem to be angry about this. Can we not talk about this in a civilized way? You win the argument right there.
That's question number 12.
Well, okay.
No. Actually, the final question, this 19 list of 19 questions, question number 19, do you still like me?
Not if you do this to me.
Yeah, no, you lost me around question number 6.
Number 3.
Mike in Manassas, you're on WMAL. What do you think, Mike?
Hey, Mike. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Here's the standard answer to every one of those questions. Brian, you're right about the passive-aggressive thing. Okay, here it is. Okay, it's okay to be upset. Everybody gets to be angry once in a while. It doesn't happen very often. The last time Democrats were this upset was when Republicans freed the slaves.
Actually, very well said, Mike. Actually, even better, it should be the last time Democrats were so upset is when Republicans freed their slaves.
Correct.
The ones the Democrats owned. Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Yeah. I see again when you start bringing slavery in, that might escalate things there the cranberry sauce. All right. Well, we'll continue with these 19 questions that the New York Times suggests to their readers that they bring up at Thanksgiving, and we want to know what your answers would be. Here's another one. What do you think most needs to change about this country? And, of course, the answer could very well be, oh, you know what? That's already been taken care of.
We've been handled.
The Clinton family is no longer in our business.
Suck it up, Buttercup. It's over.
More of your calls on this, 888-630-9625. The Thanksgiving Inquisition you are bound to have over politics. 888-630-WMAL. It's 815. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, unusual backups here trying to get from Annandale to Springfield. That's because of the crash, outer loop after Braddock Road. That's still in the right lanes. So see some activity there. On the inner loop side, as you leave Springfield, slow off and onto the Little River Turnpike, again, toll road to the Legion Bridge. Georgetown, again, another problem here this morning. It's Canal Road with the crash, inbound Canal Road in front of Georgetown University. Now, we have those medians there, but somehow DDOT, DC crews are able to alternate, letting you use one outbound lane. So definitely complicated. Canal Road, MacArthur Boulevard, Foxhall Road, everyone impacted with this crash. Let's go Colesville area on New Hampshire Avenue, southbound jam to get past Randolph Road due to the crash. And through White Oak, 29 slowed down toward the Trader Joe's and Four Corners, but that's pretty normal. And getting back to normal, we're better on the ICC. You can now use westbound ICC heading toward George Avenue. Crash cleared, lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got a very sunny day in store for us. High around 50 degrees, though, so it's still a little chilly. Tonight, clear skies, low 31. And then tomorrow, it'll be sunny with a few afternoon clouds, high of 52. How about that Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday forecast? Well, Thanksgiving Day, it looks like we've got a chance of morning showers could stretch into the afternoon, high of 54. And Friday, afternoon showers are on the horizon with a high of 56. So take your umbrella when you go to the movies or to shopping and to wrestle that big plasma television from somebody's arms there. They don't do plasma anymore, do they? It's the LEDs and 4K. The point is, you're going to get wet. Right now, 37 degrees at 817 on WMA. Come together right now over me. The New York Times suggests that at this Thanksgiving dinner table, and they don't specifically say Thanksgiving, but they mention the holidays, and you should have this conversation over a meal. Forget about policy debates. Just have a frank discussion and let the answers to these questions drive the conversation about what you can agree on. And it's very interesting, some of the questions. And actually, it would be an interesting exercise for people who have different opinions here. Like, for instance, what is a position my candidate held that you agree with? What's a trait you find positive about my candidate?
Yeah.
What is something you don't like about the candidate you voted for?
But number 16 is the one I'm waiting for.
Is there anything you are hopeful about in a Trump presidency?
And I have an answer for that.
Yeah, what's that?
My answer is, you're darn right, I got some things that I'm hopeful about. I'm hopeful that we return to a rule of law in this country. I am hopeful that we start enforcing the laws that are on the books and not ignoring them, because it simply it goes against what we believe. That we are going to, with the stroke of one pen, undo all of the executive actions of President Obama in one fell swoop. I have so many hopes. That's just a few of the beginning ones.
Do you still like me?
It's going to be hard at the end of this conversation to like the other person.
Amy and Ashburn, you're next up on WMAL. Are you ready to be grilled at Thanksgiving, Amy?
Well, actually, I'm one of those passive-aggressive conservatives.
Yeah.
I am so strongly conservative and don't have tolerance for liberals who aren't thinking clearly.
Well, it doesn't sound like there's a whole lot of passive going on there, Amy.
Well, when it comes to politics, you're right. I'm not very passive on that. I usually try to avoid dinners with my liberal relatives because the arguments that they give are so idiotic, and I just basically write them off as their brain is wired differently.
See now, Amy, and I get that, but see, that's sort of the opposite effect of what the New York Times is trying to achieve here. We want to be able to figure out what we have in common, and it is harder and harder these days. Amy, thank you for the call. How about Michelle in Manassas? Michelle, what's your approach on
this? Hey, Michelle, good morning.
Good morning. Brian, I think you guys are missing the point. They have missed the entire reason for Thanksgiving. We're supposed to be explaining what we're grateful for. And truthfully, we're grateful to God, and that's what the original Thanksgiving was for.
That's right.
And if they want to push this crazy at the table, then you just tell them, I'm thankful and that there is a God who allowed Donald Trump to be president.
Just work it into the grace. Just work it into the grace at the beginning of it, and that should pretty much calm things down.
Yeah.
All right, Michelle, thank you for that.
Thank you, Michelle.
I do like this question number 7. Has it been difficult to talk to me about this election, and if so, why? You know, it is. It has been difficult, hasn't it, to talk to people who disagree with you in this election?
Yeah.
And if somebody is bold enough to actually introduce that topic at Thanksgiving, I wonder if they're prepared for the answer. You know,
I mean, do you really want to know?
Do you really want to know?
I mean, the question, do my views influence your politics at all? That's the
important question. Yeah, I usually run the other way.
And I would say, yes, they influence because I am bound and determined to cancel your vote.
How about Ben and Culpepper? You're on WMAL. Go, Ben.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I am sixth generation military, so we were all raised right. No one in my family is a crazy liberal. I don't have to deal with this, and I am so thankful.
There you go.
At my daughter's robotics club meeting we were at last week, some of the people were talking about how they're kind of worried about some of the people they're inviting for Thanksgiving because they're just so nutty. And I'm like, I don't have to deal with that.
Well, you are lucky, Ben. I'll tell you, with a lot of the Thanksgivings that I've attended over the years, and it's always the in-laws' fault, by the way, we need to employ a fact checker, actually. We actually get a freelance fact checker to come over.
Do you ready to come in and
sit
down?
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty pricey on a holiday, too.
Yeah.
I got to be honest.
You got to pay time and a half and all that.
Sure,
right,
you betcha. But it's worth it, I promise you. Greg and Olney, you're on WMAL.
Let's throw that to the fact checker.
Are you ready for these 19 questions you're going to be grilled with?
Well, it's already begun. I already got defriended, you know, by the daughter-in-law of a woman I'm having Thanksgiving with. You know, as a member of the Screen Actors Guild, you know, I live it regularly. But, you know, this woman has already told me that she doesn't want her 3-year-old around me or people like me. You know, and all I told her was that, you know, she works at the State Department. I said, hey, you know, Obama knew about Hillary Server. Oh, that crosses the pale. That crosses the line. And, you know, defriended me and...
Beyond the pale?
Yeah, that's beyond the pale. And so I said, okay, you know, I just want to spend some time visiting with you and your son and you know, how big he's getting. And, oh, don't give me your caustic remarks about my son. I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
Wow, Greg. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's tough out there.
It is tough.
It is very tough. Yeah, facts can be very caustic and, and beyond the pale. More of your calls on this in a moment. 19 questions. The New York Times is educating people on how to have a conversation about politics, and we'll continue with your answers. It's 823.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Do your carpets need a truly deep cleaning? Well, now's the time before the holidays. And yes, you can still get Zero Res out there before the holidays. But even if they have to come out after Thanksgiving, here's the deal. Book it now. You're going to need a cleaning after Thanksgiving, God knows. So have them out here. You'll get it done before Christmas, and you can take advantage of this amazing offer that Zero Res has. It's the 10-10 holiday offer. You call and you book your cleaning today, and Zero Res will donate $10 to the Fisher House Foundation. And boy, do we thank them for that. Plus, you're going to save $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. So you'll thank them for that. There's a lot of thanks going around. Well, 'tis the season, right? Trust me, a Zero Res clean is amazing. They have cleaned my carpets, leaving them smelling fresh, feeling soft, and looking brand new again. Best of all, my pesky dirt spots didn't return. I love that. And they're also great on hardwoods, tile, and grout. Call Zero Res and get clean for the holidays with Zero Res's 10-10 offer. $10 donated to Fisher House and $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. Minimums apply. Tell them Larry sent you. Call now, 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
The last thing I wanted to inherit from my mom was her varicose and spider veins. Then it happened. Embarrassing, bulgy, naughty-looking legs. not to mention the pain and swelling. I just couldn't stand it anymore, so I went to Vein Clinics of America.
Vein Clinics of America is the oldest, largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S., and for 35 years, they've been the leading expert in the treatment of vein disease. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as an hour, with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by your insurance.
My legs look great and feel great. I even love wearing dresses again.
Whether it's a family gathering or office formal, make sure your legs look and feel their best this fall. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation to find out how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
Adventure knows no boundaries, but it knows all roads. The 2017 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. Lease a 2017 Discovery Sport SE for $429 per month for 39 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. 1.9% APR limited term financing excluding taxes, title, and fees all due at signing. Includes $1,000 bonus credit now through January 3rd, 2017. During the Season of Adventure sales event, visit your local D.C. Baltimore area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here comes Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And here we come into Centerville 66 heading eastbound. Normal volume, Manassas through to Centerville. We see that every morning. But westbound jammed to try to get onto northbound 28 up to Walney Road, the scene of the crash. This also gives us a continuous delay on northbound 28 as you make your trip northbound. We normally had that past Compton Road and up toward New Braddock Road, but now extends beyond 66. So be prepared for that. On the Beltway, Annandale, outer loop near Braddock Road, crash in the right lane, causing unusual outer loop backups. Inner loop slow, Springfield toward the Little River Turnpike. Goldsboro Road, I'm going to take you into Bethesda. You need to avoid this. I was hoping they would block off the turn lane from River Road. Goldsboro Road, jam solid, motorcycle crash, Goldsboro at Massachusetts Avenue. So if you need to get down to MacArthur, you can use Wilson Lane or just continue inbound river towards your destination. Also, water main break on Connecticut Avenue, just inside the Beltway at Jones Bridge Road. Now, seeing a lot of water in the intersection. Just looks like some road spray. They haven't blocked off anybody yet, but just watch as you come southbound Connecticut Avenue toward Jones Bridge. Update is brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people, make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of sunshine for our Tuesday. We'll get up to around 50. We stay cool. Same story tonight. Clear in 31. Tomorrow, sunshine. A few afternoon clouds. High 52. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 degrees at 8:27. New York Times wants us all to hold hands and have fun around the Thanksgiving table.
That's right.
Yeah, but of course, the passive-aggressive nature of their 19 questions to inspire this conversation about this last election have raised some eyebrows. Has it been difficult to talk to me about this election? Do my views influence your politics at all? Are you uncomfortable about any aspect of how America is changing? Do you think I'm sexist or racist? What are your answers, and are you ready for this grilling? You know, forget about roasted turkey. You're going to get grilled this time around. Steve in Chantilly, you're on WMAL. Go, Steve.
Hey, Steve. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. You know, I think you've got this all wrong. I see this list and I hear these questions and I love them. And I think I'm going to print them off myself to help guide my conversation with my young relatives who were feeling the burn before they were with her. It sounds like it's designed for a conservative to have this conversation with someone who could not see rationality.
Well, I suppose you could look at it that way, Steve, and certainly the questions are written in a relatively agnostic way, but it is printed in the New York Times, and it is for their readers, so we just sort of leapt to
a
conclusion.
We know exactly what they're
going to
do.
And also, I mean, are conservatives really going to Thanksgiving with an agenda to try to work things out with this election?
My only agenda is to get some cornbread dressing.
It's 8:29 on WMAO.
Tomorrow morning, ABC 7's Good Morning Washington is getting you Black Friday ready. First, if deals sound too good to be true, well, our 7 on Your Side consumer alert will have you looking closer to the fine print. Then, a $400 hair dryer? We're testing to see if some of the holiday's high-ticket gifts are worth it. Plus, need some Black Friday cash? We're giving away $100 every 7 minutes in our 6 o'clock Happy Holiday Hour. Watch ABC 7's Good Morning Washington tomorrow morning starting at 4:25, where good mornings start.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Coming up on WMAL, he's the governor of the great state of Maryland. You know what? He's the Maryland. He's Larry Hogan. He's our guest coming up.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The young driver of a school bus that crashed in Chattanooga, Tennessee yesterday has now been arrested.
Jonathan Walker is being charged with 5 counts of vehicular homicide, reckless endangerment, and reckless driving to begin with. There may be more charges added as this proceeds to the grand jury here in Hamilton County.
Chattanooga Police Chief Fred Fletcher says investigators are looking into whether speed was a factor in the crash that killed 5 children. The Baltimore school system, meanwhile, has canceled its contract with the private company that operated a school bus involved in a crash earlier this month that killed 6 people. As he continues to bring together his new cabinet, President-elect Donald Trump released a video outlining the executive actions he plans to take in his first 100 days in office.
On trade, I am going to issue our notification of intent to withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I will cancel job-killing restrictions on the production of American energy, including shale energy and clean coal, creating many millions of high-paying jobs.
But in the 2.5-minute video, Trump's steering clear of some of his most controversial and biggest campaign promises, like building a wall on the Mexico border, repealing Obamacare, placing a ban on Muslims entering the United States, and no mention of deportations.
Correspondent Jason Carroll, the superintendent of schools in Oakland, California, is reportedly about to be offered a new job, school's chancellor in D.C. Published reports say Mayor Muriel Bowser today will nominate Antoine Wilson for the job. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,957, the Nasdaq at 53,69. Sports, the Raiders beat the Texans on Monday Night Football. NBA, the Wizards win. College basketball, Georgetown gets its first win. GW and George Mason lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has the solution with Hybridge, a nationally recognized, proven, and simplified approach to a whole new smile. The Hybridge process has been perfected over many years with you, the patient, in mind. Enjoy significantly shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Smile confidently, knowing that your teeth can look, feel, and function as real teeth should. Learn how Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you enjoy the foods you love, smile freely, and live the life you deserve. Attend a free Hybridge Dental Implant Seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry on Monday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. to understand your dental options. Seating is limited, so register today at 301-530-0388 or visit BethesdaHybridge.com. That's 301-530-0388 or online at BethesdaHYBridge.com.
Hey, the holidays are here, and now is the perfect time to get your rugs and carpets clean. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your Oriental rugs.
Hi,
I'm Joe Hadid of Hadid Carpet, where we wash each carpet by hand, restoring your rug's brilliance and making it healthier for your home or office.
And right now, get 15% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery is available. Minimum order required. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
Lung cancer takes more lives in the U.S. than breast, colon, and prostate cancer combined. Fighting it with an oncologist alone is like breathing with one lung. At Inova, we take a specialized team approach to lung cancer care. A medical oncologist, radiation oncologist, pulmonologist, and surgeon all work together. Choose a better way than running from hospital to hospital. Visit inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
Tuesday. Kind of a nothing day, right? Just celebrating a roulette win with a locally crafted brew, then taking in a breathtaking art collection before visiting Chef Marcus Samuelson's amazing new restaurant, and maybe seeing a comedian so good you'll be quoting jokes the next day to total strangers in the elevator? Yep, that's Tuesday for you.
At MGM National Harbor, even Tuesdays can be monumental. MGM National Harbor, this is monumental.
Take the problem out of gambling. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Canal Road in front of Georgetown University. Heading inbound, the crash. They finally reopened all the lanes. Now it's about recovering with the big delays off of Canal, MacArthur, Foxhall Road, all heading into town. George Washington Parkway, your delays. It's slow, but it's actually improving near the overlooks passing Spout Run Parkway down toward the bridges. 395 in Landmark. Finding a little bit of volume that's now filtering in towards Shirlington and again across the 14th Street Bridge, but it's just been about the volume. Now, DC 295 trying to get to the inbound 11th Street Bridge. On the way to make that exit to the 11th Street Bridge, scene of the crash. Goldsboro Road, please avoid. In Bethesda, Goldsboro Road, a mess. Heading from River Road over to Massachusetts Avenue, scene of the crash involving a motorcyclist. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
They see a little rain for the latter half of the work week. Of course, that will cover Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday. Lots of sunshine. We'll get up to around 50. Clear tonight, low 31. Sunshine tomorrow. A few afternoon clouds, high 52. Chance for morning showers Thanksgiving Day, high 54. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 27 in Haymarket, 34 in Germantown, 37 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
That's right. It's his official theme song. It is time to be joined by Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, who is now in the midst of his first term in office. I mean, really, the halfway point of his first term in office is here upon us. Governor, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning. I love the theme song.
Yeah, well, you know, it's required. It's in your contract, I think, when you're on. We have to play.
Your people send a writer.
I think that's the only thing that's in my contract.
So, listen, it really is sort of an interesting time. Your first year, four-year term, you're halfway through. It's that moment where you have a chance to look at what you've accomplished in the first 2 years and look ahead to what you're about to accomplish in the remaining 2 years of your first term.
Yeah.
So where are we? What do you think you've accomplished, and what is there still to do?
Well, first of all, everybody's kind of jumping the gun because my even though the election was 2 years ago, well, I didn't get sworn in until the end of January. So yeah. I still have two more months before I hit the midway point, guys. So I still got a lot more to do. We've done a lot. You know, we've still got more to do, but I'm really pleased with the progress we've made so far. The thing that I've been focused on, as you both know from back during the campaign, was turning our economy around and putting people back to work. And you know, we've cut taxes by $700 million. We cut tolls by $270 million at every facility the first time in 50 years. We've cut 255 fees. We've been cutting regulations all across state government. And we've really started to turn our economy around. We've gone from last place in the Mid-Atlantic region in job creation to first place in the Mid-Atlantic region in job creation.
Wow, that's amazing.
In manufacturing jobs, where we were just getting killed for 8 years, we lost 25,000 jobs. We have now turned it around where we created more manufacturing jobs in Maryland than the entire region put together. In March, we went to number one in the nation in private sector job growth. And our state economy, when I ran for governor, ranked 49th out of 50 states, and we're now number 11, which is the greatest economic improvement of anybody in the United States of America.
That's an impressive statistic.
I thought so. You just don't read about it much in the Post or the Sun. It's an exclusive for the Brian and Larry show. You're the only ones that get to hear about it.
All right.
We'll make sure we spread it far and wide. Governor Hogan, one of the things that we liked about you going in as the governor of Maryland is that you had never held elective office before. We often think that a government needs to be approached the way a businessman would approach a business. And I don't know if you've noticed, but there hypothetically is another man who's never run for office who is from the business world who's going to be assuming a lot of responsibility.
I heard something about that.
I wonder if you're looking back, what was the biggest challenge coming from that business world and having to deal with an entrenched government bureaucracy like we have in Annapolis?
Well, it's still the challenge, you know, and we're up against kind of fighting the status quo and the career politicians and the people that don't want to see anything change, but the voters definitely wanted to see a change, and it's kind of our constant battle. But we've been able to make all that progress because we've been able to cut through some of it. And it wasn't just me as a business guy who had never held elective office, but the very first thing I did was bring in all new leadership in state government. Most of our cabinet secretaries and the leaders of our agencies are private sector, you know, business guys with real world experience that understand, you know, how to get things done and how to run things more efficiently and more cost effectively. And they're really challenging the status quo. But the frustration is that you can't get things done as quickly and that there's all kinds of obstacles and roadblocks. But we've been, you know, I think one of the things people are saying is like, you know, the people are happy that we actually are getting things done. And I think it's one of the reasons why people are pleased with the progress we've
made. Results speak volumes.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about the Metro, because Metro Board Chair Jack Evans says, Governor, that you don't care about Metro.
Yeah, because, what would you care about voters here in Montgomery County and Prince George's County? Yeah. They're not going to vote for you anyway.
Would you like to have a word or two for Jack Evans on that?
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I'm not sure. I think Jack must have been drinking heavily that day or maybe smoking something funny. He was absolutely... completely, it was the opposite of the truth. I mean, I don't know even where he came up with that. We've shown tremendous commitment, not only to Metro, where we put nearly $500 million a year in, but with our transportation budget and with all of the spending in state government, about half of the spending goes to Prince George's and Montgomery County. So he was accurate in saying that I did not win Montgomery and Prince George's. I also didn't win Baltimore City, but those are the three jurisdictions that get about 60-some percent of all the money, and the other 21 jurisdictions have to fight over the rest. So he was just wrong. We've been trying to hold him and the Metro Board accountable for their failures and their actions, and we're going to continue to do so. But for him to lash out and say that Governor McAuliffe and I don't give him what he wants, so that, therefore we don't care, is just a mistake.
Well, there are some fine drinking establishments in Jack Evans's Ward 2 there, I have to say, but I have no idea. I've never seen him in any of those bars, and God knows I travel the...
That's testimony there. I mean, God knows you've been there.
Well, I'm usually there.
If Larry hasn't seen him in a bar...
Yeah, he's probably never been there.
I'm just there testing the crab cakes, as you can well imagine. But Governor Hogan...
Well, let me talk about that for a minute, if we can. Because, one of the reasons why people are happy with what we're doing is they say we're doing exactly what we said we would do.
Yeah.
And we've been delivering on our promises to put people to work. And, you know, we had our best year for businesses in 15 years, the best year for job growth. But one of my campaign promises is still unfulfilled. And it's been 20-some months now. We're not quite at the two-year point, as you guys said. But I want to finalize that, check that final one off the list. And we're trying to arrange to have you guys come down and broadcast live from Annapolis. And part of that will be to deliver on the promise to make Larry the honorary crab cake czar.
Well, I would be so honored as you can. And I've just.
Well, hold it just a second. I think that maybe you need to reconsider this idea because he already claims the title.
Well,
and he hasn't officially. But he's improperly been claiming this title now for 2 years.
Well, we might have to take that into consideration. Hold we haven't on. Done any
what,
betting.
Why
yet.
Are you getting in the way of my proclamation here, Wilson? I would appreciate that, Governor Hogan, because I really have felt a little bit like an imposter. But luckily, the restaurants
make you legit
around the air. Well, yeah, good luck. Well, you and what army?
Yeah,
get call in the National Guard maybe from Maryland. Governor, it's always good to have you, sir.
Thank you so much. Great to be with you guys.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
Gotta get my fez. I want a fez. I want a sash. I want the certificate.
You know, he's been every time
I'm
we
hungry
had,
for a
listen, I love the governor, but you know, every time he comes on, he says the same thing.
He's
going to do it, but he hasn't done it yet.
Unbelievable.
Just say it.
844.
That's correct. You're exactly right.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're absolutely right.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
All right, now, be honest. How many wrinkles did this election season honestly add to your appearance? Well, with the Esotique XV Thanksgiving Blowout, you can treat yourself to the best, most effective wrinkle treatment that money can buy. And I got to tell you, I'm thrilled with how my appearance has changed, really, with Esotique XV. You know, those laugh lines, those crow's feet, those little fine lines, they appear to just disappear after using Esotique XV for the last 2 months. You'll look younger and get silky, smooth skin or your money back. No questions asked. That's right. I have silky smooth skin. I'm not just the crab cake czar of Maryland, but I have silky smooth skin.
Alleged.
I'm not afraid to admit it. This week only, if you order Esotique XV, this is just this week now, you're going to get the Genucel bags and puffiness treatment for free and the best-selling deep firming serum for free. I've used both these products as well. I continue to, and it's great stuff. Why look older than you really are? Call now, and they're also going to throw in free shipping. Man, this is a great deal for Thanksgiving. Call them 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Three free gifts for trying Esotique XV today. You have nothing to lose. Call 800-525-2720.
It's 845 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway commuters trying to get to the Beltway while heading northbound. As you come up to that Beltway split, that's where we have the report of the crash. Let's go Clifton, Virginia. We've all morning been dealing with an accident that brought down a pole and wires on Clifton Road, west of 123 at Wolf Run Shoals Road. Still watch for police direction at the scene. They're going to try to let a couple lanes get by here momentarily, but for now, I'm not sure if they have anything open. But again, Clifton Road, west of 123 for the repairs still being done. West on 66, heavy in Centerville, trying to go north on 28. The crash is northbound 28, north of 66 at Walney Road, Bethesda, Goldsboro Road. Looks like I'm seeing some movement here. West on Goldsboro Road as you come up to Massachusetts Avenue. Accident cleanup continued through that stretch. And on 270, no late problems. A little bit of volume through Urbana still down toward 109 and again in Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure builds in through Wednesday, but we've got some rain on the way, it looks like, towards Thanksgiving. Lots of sunshine today. We'll get up to around 50. Clear tonight, low 31. Tomorrow brings the sunshine. A few afternoon clouds, high 52. Chance for morning showers Thanksgiving. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 36 degrees at 847.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed.
How about this? We had an announcement yesterday. Ed Gillespie makes it official. He's going to be running for the governorship of Virginia in 2017. He announced the formation of his official gubernatorial campaign committee. Ed Gillespie for governor. He has a logo. He's got a website, so I guess that means you've got a candidacy. He will formally kick off his gubernatorial campaign, we are told, with a statewide bus tour. In January.
Yeah, it's edforvirginia.com. And, well, listen, people thought that this was happening the day after the senatorial election against Senator Warner.
Because he nearly won that.
Yes, he did. And he wasn't expected to, and he came out of nowhere. And it was, again, another sign of strength for the Virginia Republican Party, which many people have said is pretty much been dead for the last several years. And I think this last election also showed that there is still life in the Republican Party of Virginia.
So, yeah.
The question is... can an Ed Gillespie succeed in a Trump era? because they're very different kinds of Republicans, let's face it.
That's right.
And the energy that you saw in this last general election, where the voters in Virginia really made it much closer than anyone expected against Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine, was that because of Trump, or was it because of the Hillary factor?
Yeah.
One doesn't know. But, you know, Virginia did go Trump, did it not, in the primaries?
Well, downstate.
The whole state did. Northern Virginia went Rubio.
Yeah.
But the state...
Oh, you're talking about primary, right.
In the primary. The state in total went...
Right.
Went for Trump. So how does Ed Gillespie fit into the new political climate?
I don't know. That's a good question. And it'll be interesting to see whether he gets the support that many thought was lacking from the Republican Party in his effort.
From the National Committee.
Right.
Yeah. Well, listen, he is the quintessential establishment Republican. He used to be the chair of the Republican National Committee, of course. And he didn't get a whole lot of funding from them during his run against Mark Warner because it was assumed that he didn't have a chance.
Didn't have a chance. And then he almost did it.
We shall see. And also we shall see if he is challenged for this in this primary process. My hunch is that he's by launching this early and doing a January tour.
He might wave off some other people.
Exactly. He's trying to do that whole thing. I don't know. Corey Stewart, I guess, from Prince William County, who was a huge Trump supporter. He can do sort of one of those grassroots campaigns and run as the anti-establishment, and let's see where Virginia is headed.
Yeah, I've always liked Ed. He's a good guy, and I'd be interested to see how this campaign goes off. Ed Gillespie announcing he wants to be the governor of the Commonwealth, and he'll be with us tomorrow. How about this?
Oh, hey.
Tomorrow at 8 a.m. Well, in the 8 o'clock hour, Ed Gillespie will join us.
All those questions we just asked hypothetically to the air?
They don't have to be hypothetical.
We'll ask Ed tomorrow.
Right. It's now 8:50 on WMAL.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who was the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
As a dad of 3 young daughters, I am dreading the day they turn 16. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Motor vehicle crashes kill more teens than anything else. A recent CDC report found that even though most of teen driving occurs during the daytime, about a third of their fatal crashes occur at night. 57% of those nighttime crashes happen before midnight. And that's important because in 23 states and D.C., the nighttime driving restrictions for unsupervised teens begins at midnight or even later. Vermont is the only state that puts no limit on teens' nighttime driving whatsoever. Now, the CDC recommends that you should consider updating nighttime driving restrictions to include earlier hours, for example, 9 or 10 p.m. And the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety makes this solid point. You don't have to wait on new legislation. As a parent, you can set your own rules, curfews, and restrictions. Being safe isn't always popular, but it is important. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
NFL fans, go to NFLShop.com today and check out the hottest brand new officially licensed Nike apparel and New Era team headwear. Looking for the perfect holiday gift? NFL Shop is the perfect place to find a gift for you or anyone on your list.
You'll get no better than that, baby.
NFLShop.com is your source for the best selection of NFL products anywhere.
Let's go get it.
Go to NFLShop.com or call 877-NFL-SHOP today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC is the number one transfer school in Maryland for community college graduates and is offering scholarships that could help save thousands on tuition. Find out how you can turn your associate's degree into a bachelor's for about $12,000. Learn more about the UMUC Completion Scholarship at umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work, I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now covered by insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
8:55, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, we like to see this, Larry. People are sharing Jones Bridge Road, that is, because westbound Jones Bridge Road is coned off at Connecticut Avenue. You're using one of the eastbound lanes and doing it okay. Just watch for those delays coming southbound Connecticut Avenue to make that right turn onto Jones Bridge. That's because of a water main break. You're going to see crews there, and they're dealing with the situation on Connecticut Avenue. If you're continuing south beyond the Beltway, it looks like your travel lane's open. Colesville area, if you can, still avoid New Hampshire Avenue. We're almost back near the ICC with delays to get you past the crash after Randolph Road before you get into White Oak. Northbound George Washington Parkway at the Beltway for the crash. Canal Road, they've reopened all the lanes inbound near Georgetown University, but still quite slow. Watch for those delays to linger for a while. And on the Chain Bridge, crash reported. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine for our Tuesday. We get up to around 50. Clear and cold tonight. Overnight low 31. Look for the sunshine with a few afternoon clouds tomorrow. High 52. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 36 degrees in the nation's capital at 8:56.
Being a letter carrier and walking 20,000 steps, which equals up to about 10 miles a day, it's tough. I really didn't have feet problems. I had back problems. The people at the Good Feet store really educated me about what the arch supports could actually do. And lo and behold, I have no more back problems.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
So I always have big plans to start my shopping early. Then life gets in the way. But thanks to thecompanystore.com, I always get the gifts right. They make great homemade gifts that are perfect for everyone in my family. And if you know my family, that's a gift in itself.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit TheCompanyStore.com for Black Friday deals November 21st through 26th. Enter the code FRIDAY for 25% off your order plus free shipping.
Hi, I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
You're here! You're actually here!
This is the right place, isn't it?
Yes, but it's 10 p.m.
I'm sorry. I thought right now was when you wanted us to come.
It is. I just can't believe you actually came. It's 10 p.m.
We come when it's convenient for you, sir.
We're here to make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point.
What if I point at something and it's really hard for you to get to it?
Give it a try.
Okay, how about that filing cabinet way back there?
It's gone, sir.
I can see that. I did see that, didn't I? Am I dreaming this?
No, sir. You're not dreaming.
It was really there.
And now it's really gone.
What happens next?
We recycle the recyclables.
And donate the donatables.
So planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. With a call to National Tax Helpline, you can stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, call now for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Tax Helpline. 800-564-3744. That's 800-564-3744 for free information. 800-564-3744. That's 800-564-3744.
Well, tomorrow is Getaway Wednesday. We'll have KT McFarland, Trevor Maddich, because the Redskins play on Thursday.
That's right.
And Ed Gillespie will join us.
Yep, we'll see you on your drive home at Drive at 5. And up next is Chris Plant with the Chris Plant Show.
Yes, I am.
You're up next.
Donald Trump. Hey, there's Mr. Mike. Donald Trump with a 2.5-minute-ish videotape yesterday, laying out the first 100 days thing. Some omissions, getting some attention. I'd like to play it for you and get your reaction to that. Also, word is now, word on the Arab street is no.